Welcome back to another inspirational moment from historical Christian romance novels. Ephesians 1:3-8. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in according with his pleasure and will, to the praise of glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. We're getting ready to dig into the Cross Family Saga by Jodi Bass, and each of her books are centered on redemption, which is noted in their titles, Redeeming the Swindler, Redeeming the Prodigal, and Redeeming the Outlaw. But I want to start first by looking at some definitions for redeem, and I pulled these from Merriam-Webster's online dictionary, and there are several here, but I just want us to get a full picture of what it means to be redeemed. So, to buy back, to get or win back, to free from the distresses or harms, to free from captivity by payment of ransom, to extricate from or help to overcome something detrimental, to release from blame or debt, to free from the consequences of sin, to change for the better, to free from a lien by payment of an amount secured, to remove the obligation of by payment, to exchange for something of value, to make good, to atone for, to offset the bad effect of, to make worthwhile. I have to admit, when I read through all of those definitions, I kind of get chills, and I'm filled with hope and gratitude. Hope in that Jesus can, will, and has redeemed me from the pit of hell, for that is where I would be without him. Gratitude for his sacrifice on the cross, for by his blood he has redeemed me. So let me just sink into the redemption we have through Jesus for a minute, because honestly, it is mind-blowing. Jesus, the Son of God, left his throne in heaven to live in the squalor of humanity on earth. That alone is cause for pause. The kingdom of heaven is beyond anything we have ever known or seen on earth. Its beauty and riches exceed what we can even imagine. Earth and humanity in its sin is like a filthy outhouse in comparison. I hope that puts quite a picture in your head. So why in the world would Jesus leave his throne in heaven to walk with us even for a short while? I believe this is where we start to struggle a little, because believe it or not, he left his throne in heaven because he loves you and me. Yeah, the Son of God loves you. How crazy is that? And how much, do you wonder? Well, not only did he leave his throne to walk among our filthy outhouses, but he also endured our ridicule, was falsely accused for our sins, took the beating we deserved, and hung on a cross for 3 days in our place. And if that doesn't blow your mind enough, he did it all without wanting anything in return except you and I, even in our filthy outhouse condition. You will never find a greater love than the love you have in Jesus Christ. And I'd like to add in here, if you are someone who has never truly felt loved in life, because unfortunately, some of us have been placed in families where love was not there, wasn't existent in existence. I beg you to take time to reflect on this, to learn more about the fact that Jesus laid down his life for you. You will feel so loved in his arms, and you will know what love is if you can grab a hold of him. For John 15:13 says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And that is exactly what Jesus did. We hand Jesus our sins, and he gives us redemption so that we may have eternal life in heaven with him, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father. You won't find a better exchange rate than this. So whether you've been a Christian for years, or you're a brand new Christian, or you're sitting on the fence, the redemption we have in Jesus Christ is worth pausing and thinking about. Nothing will bring back your fire and zeal for living for Christ than reflecting on Jesus' sacrifice and the amount of love he has for you to have left his throne in heaven and endured the cross, all to freely, and I emphasize freely, give you eternal life if you will just believe in him and accept his forgiveness. I don't know where you are right now in your walk with the Lord. You may have come to know Christ years ago, but your flame has died down to white ash. Or you may be on the outside looking in, unsure if you can trust Jesus with your life. Or you could be someone who is on fire for the Lord right now. Wherever you are on that spectrum, my prayer is that you take the time to reflect on the fact that Jesus loves you enough that he died on the cross, took your sins away, and redeemed you with his blood. And once you wrap your head around just how much he loves you, you can't walk away, and you can't help but be on fire for him. So if you're ready to trade in your filthy outhouse for a seat beside Jesus in heaven, then I invite you to ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins and live in your heart. It's as simple as that. And from this day forward, live your life for Jesus, who gave his life in exchange for yours, by living according to God's word. And your best days are just ahead as you walk with him. Thank you for tuning in to another inspirational moment from historical Christian romance novels. I hope you were inspired by God's love for you today, and if so, consider sharing this episode with others. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." If you are ready to take that step today, then I invite you to join me in this simple prayer. Dear Lord, I know I am a sinner, for man is not good apart from you. I thank you for bearing the punishment of my sins on the cross, and I ask today that you would forgive me, wash away my sin, and make me new in you. From this day on, Lord, walk with me until the day you call me home. Amen. If you took that step today, then I say welcome home, my friend. And if you accepted Jesus as your Savior, I'd love to know. Please leave a comment below this post or email me at literaryscape@literaryscape.com, as I would love to pray for you as you begin this amazing journey with God. God bless, and see you next time.